Welcome to The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. We're live tweeting the show at KUOW. The Seattle Police Department thought maybe it could predict which officers were extra likely to use excessive force. We'll show you how that program works and why it hasn't worked. That's in a few minutes. First, though, a reprieve for farmers. This week, the Trump administration unveiled a $12 billion bailout for agriculture. It's aimed at easing the damage to the industry from the president's new tariffs and his escalating trade war with China. My first guest is Marcy Green, who is a farmer and the president of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers. Marcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are Washington State wheat farmers heaving a sigh of relief at this news of reimbursements?
I would not say it's a sigh of relief. We are pleased that the administration recognizes that we are being affected by the tariffs with China and just the uncertainty in trade, global trade in general. But we really would much prefer having our markets open back up and being able to operate in the global marketplace with a level playing field.
What have these tariffs done to the markets for Washington State wheat farmers?
Well, just for example, China has been an emerging market for Washington wheat. We haven't been a real big player, but it's definitely been a growth market for us. And last year, at this time in the year last year, we had exported 270,000 metric tons of wheat to China, and this year we have exported zero at this point.
And can you blame that on Trump administration tariffs and trade wars?
It definitely has been a large factor in that.
Marcy, you are a sixth-generation farmer yourself, so how personal is all of this to you?
It's very personal. You know, I have two sons who are in their 20s, who are coming back to the farm and want to, you know, make this their life and their living. And we want them to be able to do that. Also, as a sixth generation, you know, I would hate to have our farm fail on my watch. My ancestors have kept it going, so I'm doing my best to keep it going also.
Well, do you think wheat farmers would get, like you, would get enough of this proposed federal money to make up for anything you lose in a trade war?
I don't think it will make up everything. I think it may be enough to keep some farmers who, especially, you know, maybe just starting out, will keep them in business in the short term. But we see this as a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And the real, you know, the uncertainty in trade is affecting our markets, which will, if we lose those markets, it takes a long time to get those back. I mean, and it's not just the tariffs. It has to do with trade agreements, you know, NAFTA and pulling out of the TPP agreement. And with those uncertainties there, our customers are looking elsewhere for alternative sources for their wheat. And if we lose those markets, it can take years to get those markets back.
And Marcy, has all of this affected the amount of support for President Trump for that Washington wheat farmers have? And has it affected your political opinion of President Trump's administration?
Well, I really don't want to talk about my personal opinion, and I can't speak for others. I mean, all I can say is that there are concerns.
There are concerns. Marcy, hang on the line, please, because I want to add to this discussion. Heather Long is with us. She is an economics correspondent for The Washington Post with a big picture on this. Heather, welcome to KUOW.
Hi, good to be here.
First of all, any reaction to what you heard from Marcy Green on the line with us, the president of the Washington State Association of Wheat Growers?
She summed it up incredibly well. I think from what I'm hearing from across the country is very similar to what she said. The concern isn't that they're not going to make it another week or another month that the farm would go bankrupt, but the concern is that they're losing this market share, particularly to China, and that that's going to be that huge growth market for years to come. And if China turns its back on U.S. agriculture, that's really the long-term detrimental impact to the ag business in the United States.
And Heather, do you have any different take or any take on whether this Trump administration proposal, this is a, I believe, a Depression-era system of direct payments to farmers. The Trump administration is talking about a $12 billion sort of bailout for agriculture. How would you weigh the pros and cons of trade war and federal bailout for farmers?
It's really bizarre. A lot of people are looking at this, calling it a band-aid measure, calling it a welfare program. And as you could hear from Marcy, the farmers don't want this. And a lot of policymakers, especially in the Republican Party, have actually been trying to get rid of this program, the Commodity Credit Corporation, for years because they think it's corporate welfare. And so it's just bizarre that Trump is doubling down on this. So last year, that program gave out about $10 billion to farmers, and now Trump wants to more than double that by putting another $12 billion on top to give to farmers. So, at the end of the day, what people really want to see is they want to see some sort of deal made and a huge de-escalation of the trade war that we're in. Instead, the rhetoric that's coming from Washington through the tweets, through the statements today and in recent days is full steam ahead.
Marcy, you just heard the reference. Heather described this as welfare to farmers. Do the farmers in your Washington Association of Wheat Growers group, are they talking to you about concerns that the idea of farmers being on some kind of federal welfare? And do you have that concern?
Well, we don't consider it welfare. We consider it more of a price support system because of political interference in our markets. But yes, I have that concern. And I know that, like I said, I don't consider it as welfare, but I know that word goes out there in the public. And so it causes a lot of problems for us in the public perception of what farmers are doing. I mean, we're working hard, we're doing our best to run our businesses. And then, things outside of our control happen to disrupt our markets. And, in the short term, we're glad that there is this system to help compensate to some extent. Like I said, it may keep some farmers in business during this initial time of uncertainty and turmoil, but we would just much prefer to have our markets opened up, excuse me, opened up and be able to operate on a level playing field with our competitors in other countries.
This is Marcy Green, president of the Washington State Association of Wheat Growers, and also with us, Heather Long, economics correspondent for the Washington Post. Heather, do you have any sense of how the Trump administration would decide which farmers get these direct payments? And could it be political? Would more subsidies go to farmers in swing states, which Washington is not, or states that have Republican congressional delegations, which Washington does not particularly?
There's a huge concern about that. Obviously, the details are yet to come about how this program is going to work. Larry Kudlow, the President Trump's top economic advisor this morning, when he was making the news rounds, implied that the full $12 billion may not even go out. And so, again, immediate questions are swirling. As you said, who's going to get this? How much are they going to get? And is even the full compensation going to happen? I think you're right that a lot of this is politically motivated, and certainly the three key states that are on the mind of the Trump administration and many Republicans in Washington are Missouri, North Dakota, and Indiana. Those states all have key Senate races in the midterm election, and so we'll all certainly be watching because it's likely a lot of money will head there first.
Let me ask both of you then, when President Trump talked about these tariffs early on, he said that farmers would be a big beneficiary of his administration's policy. He said, "We're opening up markets," and he said, "Be a little patient." So first, Marcy, what did you make of that statement from the very beginning? Did you ever think Trump knows what he's doing and this is going to end up being good for farmers?
I can't say that those thoughts entered my mind. I mean, I've had concerns all along because we've known that if you use tariffs, that agriculture gets hit initially. We do appreciate that the president is trying to take care of some problems that have happened in, well, particularly China, in this situation, some trading things that weren't necessarily fair or right. We would prefer to have them go through maybe WTO process or use other things other than tariffs as a way to combat those unfair trading practices.
Yeah, I'll put that last question to you then, Heather, with the Washington Post. President Trump has talked about point, and lots of people have pointed out that China doesn't exactly play fair when it comes to trade. What's your take on the possibility that, as Trump said, be a little patient, and long term, China's going to feel pain and give the United States a better deal, and maybe farmers will eventually be better off, or if not farmers, the American economy in general is going to be better off, and Trump is helping. Okay, maybe farmers pay some of that price, but that's what the price supports, this week's price support idea is supposed to help with. Is there some long game that maybe we're not seeing?
It's an interesting question, and I posed something similar to a number of farmers, and a few of them pointed out to me that, for instance, since Trump took office, he has been able to negotiate with President Xi in China to allow China to start. They have now agreed to buy more U.S. beef products. So before all these tariffs took effect, China, about a decade ago, had put pretty severe restrictions on U.S. beef during that. You may remember the whole mad cow disease debates. And China just never took them off. So they kept restricting U.S. beef and imports into China. And so, Trump was able to lift that early on in his discussions with the Chinese president. And that was seen as a real help in a number of parts of America in the farming community. And so, yeah, I think there is a legitimate hope that something like that could happen again. President Trump often brings up the situation with Canada and the hefty tariff that Canada has had on U.S. dairy products for a long time. So there is a potential and a hope there among his supporters in the farming community. That said, it's very clear from the economic research and just from the reality, we're starting to see it come in as various businesses report their earnings in the last few days, that there is a real hit that's starting to happen to the economy and to certain businesses from these tariffs. So it's that question you were posing, is the long-term gain from potentially better deals going to be worth this short-term hit? That's a real gamble that the Trump administration is making.
Well put, Heather Long, economics correspondent for the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us on KUOW today.
Thanks much.
And finally, Marcy Green, you are again president of the State Association of Wheat Growers, a farmer yourself. Marcy, does any of this, the tariffs, trade wars, now a Trump proposal to reimburse farmers, does any of this affect your summer? Anything you do short term?
It's been affecting my summer all along, even before the announcements yesterday. I was just in Washington, D.C., last week. We're constantly talking with our congressional delegation and with our contacts at USDA and with the administration. And so In that regard, it's already, yes, it has been affecting my summer. As far as on the farm, we're going to keep harvesting our crop and, you know, and just have to have faith that we'll be able to sell it after harvest.
Marcy, I wish you a good harvest. Thanks for joining us on KUOW.
Thank you.